Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy, happy.
Did you go on your date yet?
Not yet.
It's tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you. I know. I'm so excited for you.
I'll tell you all about it tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Please, please do. So last time we learned about how Valentine's Day, this holiday, where it kind of came from. So we're not too sure, but we did hear about a romantic story about St. Valentine and how he fell in love with a girl called Julia. And then this is why we have this is why we write "From Your Valentine" on our cards.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Me too.
Okay. But actually, there are still many other stories, right, about how Valentine's Day started.
Exactly. So let's find out more.
Okay. Reading.
The origins of Valentine's Day. The stories about St. Valentine are sweet, but they're nothing more than stories. Most were created several hundred years after his time. In fact, Valentine's Day wasn't associated with romantic love until the Middle Ages. Around that time, various poets in England and France started linking the two. The idea soon became popular with love-struck nobles, who wrote poetry to impress their ladies. Around the start of the 19th century, British publishers started knocking out short Valentine's poems to help those who couldn't come up with their own verses. These became printed Valentine's Day cards. Before long, other industries were getting in on the act. In 1868, chocolate company Cadbury's put together a special Valentine's Day box containing heart-shaped chocolates. Holiday traditions tend to grow and change over time, and those concerning Valentine's Day are no different. While there was a Saint Valentine, we don't know much more about him than the day he was buried, February 14th. Still, as many blushing Valentines will agree, there's nothing wrong with a bit of romance.
All right, so one of the stories, it says, these stories about St. Valentine are sweet, but they're nothing more than stories. Okay, when something is nothing more than, this phrase means it's only or it's merely or it's barely something. So it means that these stories about St. Valentine sounds nice, but don't worry, they're only stories. So there's even more stuff about St. Valentine's Day.
Wow, okay. 所以一开始我们课文就提到这些关于这个 St. Valentine 的故事呢很甜蜜，但是也仅止于故事而已。所以它是用来强调的口吻， nothing more than 就是强调仅仅。 只不过是，当然呢，我们也可以用 it's only or it's merely merely or it's barely barely 都有仅仅这样子的意思哦。
Next, the article says, most were created several hundred years after his time. Okay, so most of these stories happened after St. Valentine's Day.
Wow, okay. 所以大部分的故事原来是在他死了几百年后才有的耶。
In fact, Valentine's Day wasn't associated with romantic love until the Middle Ages. So the Middle Ages was around the 1400s, 1500s.
Okay. 而且呢，你们知道吗？事实上呢， 情人节是直到the Middle Ages， 就是中古世纪才跟这个浪漫爱情扯上关系哦。 And that's why we have the holiday now.
Exactly. So it wasn't associated with love until the Middle Ages. Now, associate is a verb. It means to link or think about a person or thing when you see something else. So we usually use associate with the word with, W-I-T-H, with. So you associate something with something else. For example, I associate pumpkin pies with fall, or I associate Santa Claus with Christmas. So I think about these things when I think about pumpkin pies and I think of fall. I think about Santa Claus and I think about Christmas.
I love pumpkin pies.
I know, it's so delicious.
I love pumpkin soup as well. Okay.
Yummy.
Hungry, okay. Associate, 我们来看一下是什么字哦。其实呢，它就是跟什么有关，或是把什么什么东西联系在一起这样的意思哦。通常我们会用 associate something with something else. 那我来造这句子好了。I associate flowers with spring. Or sometimes I could say something like this. People associate the company with smartphones, but it actually also makes computers.
All right, so next the article says, around that time, various poets in England and France started linking the two. Oh, okay, so actually I'm starting to think about Shakespeare now.
Okay, so usually poets, they're very romantic and poetic. Okay, 所以在那个时候许多呢在英国呢跟法国的诗人 French people, romantic.
I know, so romantic.
对啊，他们开始就把这两者就是我们刚刚提到的 St. Valentine 还有这个 St. Valentine's Day 跟这个爱情 okay, love 连接在一起哦、
they do say that French is the language of love so、Ooh. Maybe this is where it comes from. Let's continue reading. It says the idea soon became popular with love struck nobles who wrote poetry to impress、their ladies. Ooh, so romantic.
Okay, 不过这个点子很快在被爱情冲昏头的这个贵族之间呢就怎么样流行起来咯他们就跟人讲他们可以借由诗来取悦他们的女士们 OK 可能趁机告白哦
Alright, so what is a noble? It's a vocabulary word. It's a noun and it means a person、mostly during the Middle Ages who owned land and were very, very, very rich. Now, these people are associated with being in the upper class. So they're very fancy, they're very rich.You become a noble mostly because of your family, who you're born to, your title or your rank. For example, we can say he was born into a noble family, but he didn't want others calling him by his official title.
Wow, okay. Low profile. 好我们来看一下 noble 就是有贵族的意思。在本课是当作名词来用不过其实 noble 也可以当作形容词来用哦就是贵族的。像是 a noble family, 然后刚刚有提到。以及呢其实 noble 还可以表示高贵的或者是高尚的崇高的意思。Usually we talk about a noble cause or a noble purpose.
Or a noble steed, a horse.、Ooh. Yeah, we also hear this a lot in the Middle Ages.、Mm. All right, what do these nobles want to do? They wanted to impress their ladies or the person that they liked. When you try to impress someone, it means you want them to,、you want this person to admire you or to show some interest towards you.So you do things to make them feel, wow, like this guy's amazing or this person is really great. I really like them. For example, we can say Kevin tried to impress his crush by singing her a song. So romantic.
Okay, impress. 其实呢就是使留下深刻的印象。Okay, so when we say something like he's trying to impress her, basically he wants her to like him. Or sometimes I could also say I'm impressed.That you can play the violin so well. 所以可能你感到非常的哇赞叹，感到非常的深刻。如果你听到有人还可以弹奏这个小提琴非常厉害，你就可以说 I'm so impressed.
All right. So next, the article says around the start of the 19th century.British publishers started knocking out short Valentine's poems to help those who couldn't come up with their own verses. So I guess poetry became really popular, and as time went on, more people started to, you know, ask for poetry and ask for things like that. So it became kind of like a demand. So British publishers started to knock out short poems. Now, a publisher is basically a person or a company that makes books, magazines, and other things that need to be printed. So, for example, AMC is a publishing company, right? We make magazines, and the people who work there in the company are publishers.
That's right. OK, 我们来看一下大概在这个19世纪左右呢，英国的出版社，哇，他们很聪明，开始就动脑，他们就开始迅速写出情人节短诗，怎么样，来帮助呢那些无法自己写诗词的人们。OK, 这个是一个非常聪明的 idea. I think people will really buy them. OK.
Yeah.
那这个 publisher 呢其实就是出版啦或是发行的人或者是公司都可以或者是出版商的意思。像是呢我们空中美语 AMC 就是 We are a publishing company.
That's right. So, yeah, maybe some people are not very good with writing. So if you were to write your own poem, that'd be very difficult. So luckily, there's someone else around to help you. The publishers are there to help you.Now, what did the publishers write, or help people write? They wrote verses. Now, a verse is a noun, and it means the lines or part of a poem or song. So, for example, a very, very famous verses from Shakespeare are, All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. Now, these two verses are very, very famous verses from Shakespeare's poem.
我们来看一下 verse 是什么呢？就是诗句，或者是诗节这样子的意思。所以呢刚刚有提到呢诶如果你无法表达这个爱的时候呢哇这个出版社很聪明他们就贩售了这些诗词让大家就可以写给另外一半直接拿来用。
Alright, so publishers started knocking out poems for people who couldn't write their own poems or write their own verses. Now, when you knock out something, this is our shortcut for you. This actually has a lot of different meanings, okay? The first one can be to knock out somebody, especially in boxing, but that doesn't sound very romantic, does it? You don't want to punch your other half. So what we're going to do is we're going to listen to our shortcut for you to learn more about what knockout here means.
Shortcut for you.
Come on, Vina. We've got to get busy. We need to write all these party invitations and put the addresses on the envelopes.
There are so many. It'll take forever.
Not if we work together. We can knock these out in an hour if we both do it.
What? You will...Knock me out if I don't help?
No! Well, anyway, that phrase has another meaning. To knock something out or knock out something can also mean to produce a lot of something easily and quickly.
That's okay then. Knock something out means 迅速做出或是匆促完成。
That's right. See, if we take half each, we'll go twice as fast.
Okay, but you better do your share or I'll knock you out.
OK, 所以我们学到 knock out, 其实还有迅速做出或者是匆促完成这样的意思哦。
Alright, so let's continue reading. It says, these became printed Valentine's Day cards. OK, so that's why they were very smart in doing this. So people wanted to have poems, and then people thought, OK, why not just turn it into cards?
Wow.
Smart. So like, oh, you're the only Valentine I need, something like that.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Nothing is as sweet as you.
Oh, very cheesy, okay.
But it's cute.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so next the article says, before long, other industries were getting in on the act.
Copycats.
So, I know. So people are like, hey, everyone's writing Valentine's Day stuff. Well, we need to, you know, join the trend as well, or else we are out of the competition. Now, before long, this phrase means soon or not long after. So not long after other industries, like maybe... The jewelry industry,
the chocolate
industry, they were all getting in on the act, so they're all also being involved in Valentine's Day.
没错，这很聪明哦。刚刚我说越来越商业化，为什么呢？因为接下来我们就会发现 ，before long 就是不久、很快这样子意思哦。他们马上呢，哦。不同的这个产业就可以赶快加入这样子的一个哦，开始这个情人节我们到底要出什么商品的一个活动哦。OK, 我们来看一下 get in on something, 其实呢就是有参加或是加入，比方像是娱乐啦或是赚钱等等的活动的意思哦。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see which industry. I'm guessing it's chocolate. It says, mm-hmm. In 1868, chocolate company Cadbury's put together a special Valentine's Day box containing heart-shaped chocolates.
So smart.
So that's why we always have cards and chocolate and flowers. Now, Cadbury is just basically a British chocolate company. It's the same as if you've had Hershey's before in America. It's the same as Hershey's. They're just as popular.
I know. I used to have Cadbury chocolate when I was back in Australia.
Oh, yeah. It's so yummy.
Love it. Okay, so in 1868年就有个巧克力公司啦，就是 Cadbury. 他们就、哦、好聪明，马上组合出一盒特别的情人节巧克力盒。OK, 里面包含心形的巧克力 heart-shaped chocolates. OK, 那这里的 put together 当然就是组合出这样子的意思哦。Very smart.
I know. Next, it says holiday traditions.Tend to grow and change over time, and those concerning Valentine's Day are no different. So that's true. Every holiday that we have, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, these also just grow as time goes on. So Valentine's Day is no different. When we use the phrase over time, it means something that happens gradually or very slowly over a long period of time. So Christmas 100 years ago is definitely going to be different than it is today, or even Halloween 50 years ago is going to be different than it is today.
Of course. Okay. 我们来看一下 tend to do something, 就是倾向于什么什么往往会怎么样。For example, the store tends to get busy on weekends. That just means the store is often or usually busy on weekends. 那 over time 呢就是逐渐的久而久之这样子的意思哦。Okay, 所以呢、it just means as time passes. 而我们还看到 concerning, 注意哦它是当介系词用表示关于什么什么。
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, while there was a Saint Valentine, we don't know much more about him than the day he was buried.February 14th. So, right, we talked about St. Valentine's a while earlier in day one. We don't really know too much about him because this happened a long, 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 long time ago. But other than the fact, other than this known fact that he was buried on this day, February 14th.
Okay, 所以尽管有这个St. Valentine, 但是我们还是只知道他是2月14日被埋葬的。但是除此之外我们对他其实是一无所知哦。这里的 while, OK, 它是个连接词哦。那其实呢 while 的用法有非常多不同的用法。像是呢刚刚呢我们看到的是 while 放在句首，有这个虽然怎么样，尽管什么什么的意思。所以它的意思跟 although 的意思差不多。OK, 所以我们刚刚的句子我们可以用 although 来改写 although there was a St. Valentine, OK, 来取代这个 while。那另外呢 while 也可以放在句首或是句中，就是表示而怎么样或是但是怎么样，所以是可以用来就是对比前后两个句子，跟 but 还有 whereas 的意思是蛮接近的。For example, I could say something like, well, some people think his joke is funny, others find him rude. 所以是比对两个句子哦。OK, 那再来看一下 while, 它其实还可以表示当什么什么的时候，引导时间的副词子句，跟 during the time that 的意思是差不多的哦，可以放在句首跟句中。So for example, I could say something like, someone called while you were out.
So there's many uses for the word while. Okay, so we don't know too much about St. Valentine's Day except that he was buried on February 14th. Bury here is our vocabulary word. It's a verb and it means to put something into the ground. But mostly, it means to put maybe a dead person or a dead animal into a grave. So you put them underneath the ground for them to rest and for them to rest in peace. Okay, and this way you can go and visit their graves.For example, we can say Bruce Wayne's or Batman's parents were buried next to each other because they, in the story, they both died. So they were both put to rest with each other.
Okay, so bury 呢，通常我们是用被动语态哦，用埋葬。For example, his father is buried in the cemetery on the hill. Now, bury can also mean to hide something in the ground. For example, I often think about this, the dog buried her bone.
That's right. Dogs like to dig and bury
the money in the backyard.
Ooh, I need to dig for that.
Yeah, or the secret treasure, things like that.
Ooh, I need to go look for that. All right, so next, let's continue reading. It says, still, as many blushing Valentines will agree, there's nothing wrong with a bit of romance. That's right. Now, when you blush, it means that you kind of turn red in the face because maybe you're shy, you're embarrassed, or really ashamed. But here, this blushing means it's a good blushing because you turn red because you're just very happy that something good happened to you. We also see this phrase a lot too. When people get married, we can sometimes call them the blushing bride because it's just to talk about the bride on her wedding day, how she's very happy and how she's always turning red and stuff like that.
Wow, okay, blush, we know, okay, 它是个动词，就是脸红。不过我们在本课当中的 blushing 是现在分词当作形容词来用，表示脸红的。Okay, so a blushing bride 就是脸红的这个新娘这样的意思。And usually we probably blush at a compliment or something like that. If somebody says, oh my god, Tiffany, you're so beautiful today.
Oh my gosh, my face is turning red right now. I am
blushing.
You're blushing. I am blushing.
Okay, a bit of, 我们刚刚还看到这个片语就是少量或是一点 okay, 所以多点浪漫多一点点浪漫也没有什么不好嘛
That's right.
Ooh, okay, and we also saw the word romance.
That's right, there's nothing wrong with a little bit of romance. Now, what is romance? It's the feeling of being in love. Now, it can also be a relationship between two lovers or two people who love each other. For example, Romeo and Juliet is one of the most famous stories of romance and tragedy.
Oh, okay. Romance, 我们都知道是浪漫的意思。Okay, 它可以表示两个人的一段爱情也还有这样子的意思哦。For example, after only 3 years together, the romance in their relationship was gone. Okay, and sometimes we talk about summer romance, okay? So yeah, it happens usually during a holiday, a short holiday romance, that's what we call it. Or sometimes we often think of the word romantic, right?
That's
when we
right.
talk about romance, okay? Romantic, 当然就是它的形容词就是浪漫的。For example, she had romantic feelings for him.I have romantic feelings for Eddie Peng, Peng Yuyan.
I know you love him so much.
I know, he's so cute.
I know, he's so cute. He needs to, call you right now. He needs to take you on a Valentine's Day.
I know. Yeah, maybe I should call him. It's Valentine's Day today,
so. Ask him out. Send him a card. Send him some chocolate.
Nice. Okay, I'm going to do that. Yeah, I hope my boyfriend's not listening to this, though.
I'll make sure he won't listen to this. All right, it's Eddie Peng. He can't say anything. All right, so we learned that St. Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day, we don't really know the exact origin or the exact history, but we do have some cute stories.
Aww.
And one story was about St. Valentine himself, and the other stories were about how it became more of a commercial holiday.
Right.
All right, so let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with our For You chat.
For You chat.
Okay, my chat question for you, Tiffany, is what kind of Valentine's gift would you prefer to receive? Explain your answer.
I would like the person to surprise me, but I always love flowers. So if you want to give me a gift, give me flowers instead of chocolate because I can't finish all the chocolates. What about you? What do you want? Do you want jewelry?
I would want a handwritten card.
Because
people don't write cards these days now.
That's true. Right? That's very thoughtful.
And it has to be meaningful. You cannot just copy and paste from like Shakespeare.Guys.
Yeah, we know where it comes from, okay? Write something from the heart.
Or not from Google, okay?
Yeah. All right, so you guys can talk about this question with yourselves. That's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoy the article. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
Bye-bye.
The origins of Valentine's Day. The stories about St. Valentine are sweet.But they're nothing more than stories. Most were created several hundred years after his time. In fact, Valentine's Day wasn't associated with romantic love until the Middle Ages. Around that time, various poets in England and France started linking the two. The idea soon became popular with love-struck nobles, who wrote poetry to impress their ladies. Around the start of the 19th century, British publishers started knocking out short Valentine's poems to help those who couldn't come up with their own verses. These became printed Valentine's Day cards. Before long, other industries were getting in on the act. In 1868, chocolate company Cadbury's put together a special Valentine's Day box containing heart-shaped chocolates. Holiday traditions tend to grow and change over time, and those concerning Valentine's Day are no different. While there was a Saint Valentine, we don't know much more about him than the day he was buried, February 14th. Still, as many blushing Valentines will agree, there's nothing wrong with a bit of romance.
Vocabulary Review.
Associate. Easter is usually associated with chocolate eggs and bunnies. Noble. The nobles of the land gathered their armies to force the wicked king to give up his crown. Impress. Paul tried to impress his classmates with his basketball skills, but he ended up falling on his face. Verse. The song contains 3 verses, each of which has 8 lines. Berry. The family often goes to leave flowers at the place where their grandparents are buried. Romance. Adam and Cynthia have been married for 40 years, but they still keep the romance in their relationship.